Good morning. It's 8:40. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher. Tyler has a day off. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Well, will there be baseball? We sure as heck hope so. When, in what form, we don't know all that yet. You a Cardinal fan? Well, we had some pretty good expectations for this year. We're going to talk a little bit more about them and kind of baseball in general, the state of things right now, as we are happy to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. John Rooney. John, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us here this morning. John, I got to ask, first off, how are you keeping your time occupied during this whole thing when you'd be in the midst of the season already normally?
Well, every day is kind of like Groundhog Day. And, it's kind of similar to the baseball season, though. When you start playing games, you kind of wake up sometimes and wonder, well, exactly what day is it? Because you're playing most every day. But it's kind of like that, but everybody is dealing with it, and we're all trying to do the best we can and hopefully get baseball back on the field around July 1st. I think that's what they're trying to shoot for.
Yeah, and I know it's strange for everybody pretty much in all walks of life, but for you with all the travel, and, you know, people don't realize, obviously, you love what you do, the players love what they do, but it's not the easiest of lifestyles. Do you kind of feel like, I'm getting a little extra rest because at some point we're going to get back at it and we're going to start doing this?
I think that's about the way everybody's looking at it, that hopefully that we can get back in there and get something started. It was great to see NASCAR back on the track and to see golf starting to get into the swing of their sport. And we'll probably have some news before too long about the NHL and perhaps the NBA and what they're going to do and maybe push back the start of a season for those teams till maybe later, closer to the winter. I've heard all those rumors, but there are people talking and working to get back into their fields, and that's a good thing.
You know, a lot of people have spent some time watching the Korean Baseball League just to get something. Have you paid attention to that so far?
It's kind of a hard thing to watch, and it's tough to do that remote play-by-play and make it interesting where we're just not all that familiar with the Korean players, and you have a handful of U.S. players that are involved in that league. It's pretty good baseball. It ranks third behind MLB, Japan, and Korea, and we've had some Korean players, and we're looking forward to seeing Kim pitch out of the Korean league. And we had Oh pitch for the Cardinals for a while, and he did a nice job, and it's good baseball, no question about that.
John Rooney, the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. You hear him here on the Cardinals Network here on WGIL, and hopefully very soon, maybe as soon as July. We sure as heck hope so. Well, John, talk a little bit about, baseball, kind of the state of it. And it sounds like coming up, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I almost feel like we're sneaking something in that it seems like a lot of fans don't want, and that's the designated hitter. Is that something that's, because it seems like the way they're talking, if this happens, that, well, maybe we'll just keep it in all of baseball if we ever do get back to any normalcy.
Well, I had the feeling that we'll probably have the DH by 2022 anyway. Because they have a negotiation coming up next season. Next season is the last year of the current collective bargaining agreement, and that was one of the points that I think Major League Baseball was looking at perhaps giving the players. The players want it because they can keep a higher-profile player around who may not be that good in the field. And you look at some of the DHs over the years. Frank Thomas with the White Sox was a designated hitter after he stopped playing first base, and he made it to the Hall of Fame. Edgar Martinez with the Seattle Mariners, Harold Baines with the White Sox. There are DHs now making the Hall of Fame and keeping those players around. So for the people who love the National League game with the pitchers batting, those days either have been numbered or are numbered. I think we're going to see the DH in the National League. We'll see it this year if they play and probably in the future.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that was a possibility that, you know, by that time it would be around anyway. So it is it more the organization or is it the players also wanting it to be able to stick around a little bit longer?
Well, I think the players are definitely in favor of it because that's a higher price position. It's a more profile position that can drive in perhaps 100 runs, hit 30 home runs, and be a real producer and a big part of the lineup. I prefer the traditional game, always have. I think having the pitchers at the bottom of the order, yes, most of the time they make outs, but they can help themselves and move runners. And I've seen what a pitcher does at the plate to help decide what he gets in the way of a decision on the mound. If he fails to advance runners, he's probably going to get a loss. If he helps himself at the plate, he can go a long way to helping himself win.
John Rooney, the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us here this morning. Yeah, I mean, I guess the game has changed some, but the players maybe have changed more. And I see a lot of people discussing this on social media. For instance, take a Bob Gibson. Red Shane Deanster, any other manager, really, you're going to go and tell him, by the way, you're not batting. I mean, I don't think that would have happened. I wouldn't want to have been the manager to tell him that.
Or Don Drysdale or Juan Marichal or Rick Sutcliffe.
Right.
Was a good hitter. Or what are you going to tell Madison Bumgarner, who's hit a number of home runs in his career and has been a really good hitter? And we had Jason Marquis when I first joined the Cardinals. He was a Silver Slugger Award winner. Adam Wainwright wants to bat. You know that.
Yeah. Woody Williams was another.
Home runs. Yeah. And another good one. And there have been some pitchers who have really helped themselves, but I think this has been inching closer and closer to the DH for a long time, and if we are able to play this year and they're trying their best to get something started, that the universal DH will be a part of it and will probably be there in the future.
One of what I don't like also, it takes away from some of the strategy. We were talking about this earlier, that, you know, bottom of the eighth inning, you're up by one, your pitcher's dealing, but his spot's coming up. What do you do? I mean, yeah, back if you go back to the 60s, like, you know, your pitcher was staying in no matter what, but that's obviously changed over the years. So, but now you're taking some of that strategy away.
And a lot of pitchers have been coming out, though. I mean, we've been seeing openers where pitchers go maybe one inning, and we saw a Brewer manager send a pitcher out there for Matt Carpenter and then change to a right-handed pitcher when the Cardinals had a lineup set up against a lefty. That changed. You have to, I think, go at least an inning. But there have been a lot of things changing to try to get more out of a pitching staff, DH will definitely take that away.
John Rooney, the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us here this morning. It seems like Major League Baseball in general is trying to cater to, I guess, almost non-fans, talking about, you know, trying to shorten the game, the, you know, time of the game and doing things to shorten it. I mean, real baseball fans don't care. That's part of what we love about the game is like, hey, we could be here for a couple hours. We could be here for 4 hours. We don't know. We're just going to sit back and enjoy it. But it seems like they want to cater to, and it's not that those fans don't go. That's the other thing I don't understand is, like, you've got, whether it's we're talking millennials or whatever they're looking at, that will still spend money to come to the game. They'll still spend money on concessions. So what that they leave a little early? That's the part I don't understand.
Well, I've seen some boring 2-hour, 45-minute games where not a whole lot happened. And it seemed to kind of chug along. And I've seen some really interesting 3.5, 4-hour ball games where you had a little bit of everything going on. And that's the beauty of baseball. You don't know what you're going to get from day to day. And most of the fans know. They don't care. And I really believe pace of game is keeping the batter in the batter's box, pitchers throwing strikes, and umpires calling the strike zone. If you get that combination going, there's your pace of play, and you'll probably have about a 2-hour, 3-hour ball game, and it'll be a nice pace. People will be involved. You get the umpires into it, the players into it, and if a pitcher is not working slowly, then I think you get the fans and everybody else into it, and it can make for a very fun day at the ballpark.
When you touched on something, the strike zone was such a big one. What happened? I mean, growing up, the letters to the knees, and, you know, and it, obviously it's evolved back a little bit better than it was, but you had a time where it seemed like it was the ankles to the knees, especially in the American League.
Well, back in the American League in the 80s, it seemed like the strike zone was a shoebox.
Right.
And talking with some umpires that I got to know really well, I said, why can't you call a bigger strike zone? And one time an umpire said to me, I wish I could, which told me that's what they wanted. I guess they felt more walks led to more offense, or the pitcher would have to come into the hitter and give in more, and you'd have more offense in the game, and that's not all that exciting. I really think that if pitchers attack the strike zone and the umpires call those strikes, that you're going to have hitters who will hit 300. Your 300 hitters will be 300 hitters. Your 170, 180 hitters, they better be able to field and help you some other way.
John Rooney, play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us here this morning. John, let's talk a little bit about this year's Cardinals, and again, an interesting mix, especially you look at what a great young pitching staff, and then, of course, you have the veteran Adam Wainwright coming back for another year. Hopefully, he'll stay healthy. Was a pretty decent year overall for him last year, health-wise, and wasn't quite ready to hang it up, which I understand, but it's nice to have a guy like that around with a young staff.
Oh, definitely nice to have him around. Even when he was hurt in 2011, he was a big help just being around the ball club. And the Cardinals ended up winning the wild card and winning it all in 2011. But Miles Michaelis may be able to pitch when they get started in July, as he was coming off an injury and rehabbing and trying to get some strength back in the elbow. And it looks like Cam, who had some groin issues and a couple of other problems, that he'll be ready. And then it could be that Jordan Hicks will be ready to go as he's coming off Tommy John surgery. Said he might be ready by around the All-Star break. Well, it's about the time baseball will get started if they get everything worked out and everything in place to begin a season. But it's going to be a strange season for sure, where I thought the Cardinals were gearing up and they were in as good a position as anyone to open the season against the Cincinnati Reds at the end of March. They had to shut it all down, and now they'll have to come back. They're probably in late January, early February mode in where they would be to gear up to go to spring training. And once they get there, they'll have a short time to get ready, and we'll see starting pitchers go a little bit shorter time when they get into the games. But after that, you're going to have a pretty strong bullpen. It looks like they're talking about a 30-man roster and as many as 20 other players for a taxi squad, since there won't be a minor league season to feed the major league team. And the Cardinals had some really good young arms and an infield that had Paul Goldschmidt and had Colton Wong, a Gold Glover, Paul DeYoung, and a possibility now with the DH where Matt Carpenter could DH and Tommy Edman could play more third base. Maybe Brad Miller, who signed as a free agent, he's going to get some more playing time there. Yadier Molina, Matt Wieters, Andrew Kisner as Cardinal catchers. And the outfield was one of the big stories, and I really loved what we saw from Dylan Carlson, and we'll see him sooner than later. But you have Tyler O'Neill, who can play left field and DH, and you have Thomas, who was a good bat off the bench before he was hurt last year. And then you have Dexter Fowler, who hopes to have an even better season than he had last year, as he had a decent rebound season. There are good candidates playing in the outfield, and you get Harrison Bader on base, he finds a way to score a run. That's a pretty good ball club.
Absolutely. John Rooney, the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us. Well, you mentioned, of course, within that, Yadier Molina, and he's decided, and it's understandable. The guy's in incredible shape. He just does more work than anybody to keep himself in such great shape. And now with this shortened season, he's saving the knees a little bit. What sense are you getting from the Cardinals? I mean, I see both arguments. I understand both sides. How old he is, and he's been healthy. But it's like, I mean, at some point, you got to have some loyalty. But at what point are you too loyal?
Well, I think that question is best directed to John Mozeliak and to Yadier Molina. And I think that's a bridge they'll cross later on down the road, as they're just trying to get the game back on the field right now. And there's been plenty of time to talk about what Yadi wants to do in the future. And he keeps himself in great shape, keeps himself ready to play. The beating he has taken behind the plate all those years, but he's won 9 Gold Gloves, 4-time Platinum Glove winner, a 9-time All-Star, and he is a Hall of Fame catcher. Anybody who questions Yadier Molina's Hall of Fame credentials, I think they're out of their minds. But then again, I've seen him play most of his career. He came up in 2004, replaced Mike Matheny, who was a Gold Glove catcher, and Yadi has been the gold standard in my mind. Buster Posey's a pretty good catcher, maybe a little better offensive player than Yadi for the long stretch of the career. But Yadi's been a good offensive player, has had some key hits, and this guy has been unbelievable behind the plate. But as far as his future beyond 2020, that's something that Mo and Yadi will have to address, and I'm sure we'll hear plenty about it.
Well, you mentioned his offense. I mean, what guy has worked harder to make himself a pretty decent offensive player?
And he has, just the way Ozzie Smith did.
Yeah.
When Ozzie was challenged by Whitey Herzog to hit more line drives and more ground balls, and Ozzie was able to take himself up to a 300 hitter as he got later on in his career, and then all the way to the Hall of Fame. But Yadier Molina knows what it takes to get ready, and barring any serious injury, and he's amazing. I've seen him in the clubhouse where he had wraps on his knees with all the ice, and on his shoulders and on his arms. He looks like the Mitchell and Tire Man after a game, and hardly walk around in the clubhouse. And then we get to 7:15 the next night. You know, here come the Cardinals, and Yadi sprints out to his position behind the plate. He knows what he needs to do to get ready and has been amazing. Even his brother Benji. I said, is Yadi really a freak of nature? And he said he has to be able to perform that well, that long, that consistently. He's an incredible performer.
Absolutely. John Rooney is the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals joining us here this morning. John, I saw a story this morning from the AP that the Marlins are going to allow some players on the 40-man roster access to the spring training complex, one, to pitch off a mound or to hit in batting cages, actually beginning today. Any talk of that happening at the Cardinals portion of that facility, or are guys reporting back at any time soon?
No, I haven't heard anything like that, and I think the Cardinals want to get everybody to St. Louis to put together their spring training at Busch Stadium.
Oh, okay.
And they have the bullpen mounds for home and visitor, and some mounds in the batting cages underneath. So there are mounds available, plus the mound on the field at Busch Stadium where you can get your throwing in. And it's a matter of how many people can gather at one time. Right now I think there's a restriction of 10 people. That's the limit, putting a group together. But I think that will relax to a point where the Cardinals can have shifts of players coming in to get ready for spring training, if indeed they hold spring training camp here. But that has been a facility that has been open down there, and I don't know to what extent recently, because John Mozeliak held a Zoom press conference back in late March, right after it was just before the end of March, where he said it would be open for those who needed to go in for treatment. I don't know how much they've kept it open since then.
John Rooney, play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us here this morning. John, I have to say, if they open it up tomorrow and they let fans go, I would be there. I'm more worried about watching baseball than getting a virus. I would definitely be there, and I'm hoping at some point this season we'll all get to be there. But nonetheless, we will all be listening to you here on WGIL and the Cardinals Radio Network. Thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning.
Well, Tom, you guys do a great job for us on the network. We really appreciate that, and I can't wait to call some plays again for you.
Absolutely. John, thank you again. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.